Welcome to day 12 of 40 Days with Jesus. We're grateful to Dave Smith, pastor of Kingsgate Community Church Peterborough, who has provided thoughts along this journey to help us in our thinking. We've been looking at the story of the two followers of Jesus who were walking away from Jerusalem on their way to Emmaus after they'd been disappointed by the death of Jesus. Even though they knew that some of their friends had said that Jesus was alive, it seemed as if for these two, they'd walked away. But we'd also know that Jesus caught up with them and walked with them. And he opened the scriptures to them and showed them how the Messiah, the Christ, would suffer and die and rise again. But we're still at a stage where they haven't really understood that fully. But in verses 28 and 29 of Luke chapter 24, we see a very interesting thing happen. It seems as if they're interested enough to continue to understand what has happened. Luke writes, as they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." Stay with us. It's a great invitation, isn't it? A great invitation to invite somebody else to come in. And of course, their interest in Jesus at this stage, this fellow traveller, was heightened to a stage where I think they wanted more. There was a hunger for them. That may be that they were just concerned for this traveller travelling on at night time. Maybe that was dangerous. But it seems to me that urging him strongly to stay implies something a little bit more in this particular journey. And Jesus stayed. Jesus stayed at their invitation. He was going to go on, but because they invited him, he stopped with them. He went in to stay with them. This passage reminds me a little bit of that verse in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, where the risen Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and you open the door, I'll come in. I'll come in and stay with you. I'll come in and eat with you." A very similar parallel to what's happening here, because Jesus got round the dinner table with them, the two who were going to Emmaus, and there something significant happened. But it starts with an invitation for us to welcome the presence of Jesus, for us to take the initiative to ask him to stay with us. I'm sure for many of you listening, there was a moment in your life, maybe a short time ago, maybe a very long time ago, when you very simply invited Jesus to stay with you. You know, when I was 7 years old, I made that first prayer asking Jesus to come into my heart. I didn't fully understand what that meant at that time, but I'd become aware of Jesus. I'd heard the stories of Jesus, and it seemed to me as a seven-year-old that he was someone who was worth having in my life. I've invited him in many times since, times of pressure, times of joy, times of uncertainty, when you hear the knock again and you open the door and invite him in. That's the reality of Jesus, always the gentleman, never forcing himself on us, but always ready in a moment to come and stay with us. Of course, having Jesus come into your life can be costly. It means that you will have to change. It means that your values begin to take a different shape. It means that your decisions maybe become slightly different. But the impact of having Jesus come and stay in your life is worth everything. I believe he's knocking. I believe he's seeking an invitation. And perhaps today you'll make it to him. I wonder if there's any rooms in your life where Jesus isn't with you at the moment, where you've kept the doors closed. Why not make a choice today to open that door and every door to allow him to flood his presence into your life today and begin the journey of transformation, of understanding his presence through his spirit every single day. Perhaps now more than ever, we need him to come. He's knocking on the door. Why not open it? And he'll come in and he'll sit with you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are lovingly knocking on the door of my life. Today I make a choice to open the door and welcome you into every part of me. Come and fill me and change me today by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.